Oscar, you've seen them, haven't you?
Yes.
It was one of those funny episodes again. That's why people don't want to be on the CCTLD discuss list. But if you're interested, I'll forward you all the emails.
It must be part of the job description.
Yeah, to forward them or to read them.
To read them.
Yeah, sometimes it's fun, sometimes it isn't. But it's one of the things, maybe that's a good idea, maybe you can think of it, because you will be involved in it in San Juan. That might be an item to discuss is to set up, say, a real email list which is not moderated, but say just CCNSO members. There is a CCNSO members list and CCNSO observers. Because one of the things I've found out is that some people, especially in the Caribbean and Middle East, are like for instance Dave, I'm not subscribed to the CCTLD discuss list. So you miss out half of the discussions, and we can't reach, say, some of the CCTLD managers. So that is a real concern, I would say.
So maybe we still need to discuss it.
Yeah, but that's not for today.
Can we sort of start the official meeting?
And that
means switching on the recording, because we are going to be recorded again today. And I have got to press *0, I'm told, to start the recording. So I'm about to do that, okay?
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah.
Are we there? I have a really basic question, and maybe I'm missing something, but I'm having a hard time. I sort of looked through the comments that we got, and I'm having a hard time figuring out why sort of informal subgroups or really committees of regions are problematic for people, and I guess I'm a little bit unclear about what the sensibilities and sensitivities about Africa and that whole discussion are.
Becky, I agree with you. Bart, you're
the
expert.
I just don't get it.
I can clarify it a bit. It's especially in Africa is, I think if you talk about, and this goes especially for the Arabic region. The Arabic region is not just the Middle East. In East, as you know, it's Northern Africa as well. And I think the way it's perceived in or the recommendation is perceived is that the CCNSO would allow a special region for the Arabic countries. Now, the fear within Africa, as far as I understood from, say, having some conversations with the regional liaison for Africa, is that it would not just split off the Arabic-speaking countries, but if that is a criteria for setting up regions, you would have a Francophone Africa, an English-speaking Africa, and while at the same time they try to set up AFTLD. So that is more or less the fear. And maybe it's a misread, or we haven't stated it clearly in the draft report. It is not about creating this new icon region for the Arabic countries, but that we are more or less looking for we would facilitate setting up specific regions. But maybe it's because of this, we have to change the language a bit.
Well, so if there was an Arabic informal region, or maybe it's not a region, it's a committee or something like that, would it be in Africa? Would it be in, I guess I'm just not, what region would it be in? Would they select?
I think if you really would pursue it, and this is what they try, as far as I understand it, it would go from Morocco, say in the west, to maybe even Pakistan in the east.
Yeah, but I think what Becky's saying is, if this was an informal grouping,
yeah.
Nevertheless, what would their formal relationship be on a regional basis? And i.e., would they fall under the African region, or would they fall under the Asia-Pacific region from a
part of it,
point of view?
Parts of it would be the African regions, and parts of it would be the Asian-Pacific region.
Right, so they would have no direct representation if one went down the representation route.
Yeah.
I mean, that leads us on to, if I can raise a point, which I think is associated. I mean, the contribution from Hilda, and I think it sort of ties in to some extent, Oscar, with your views, that regions are only required, if you like, for representational issues, i.e. for elections. Whereas, I must admit, my own view is that if we are to encourage more participation in ICANN, there is a need for a strong regional structure, whatever that region is, or let us say at least local organizations that group people together.
But, and if I might add, it might not be simply geographically local. I mean, I guess, just to add to this, as I was reading the comments, I was actually, I was a little concerned about the sort of sensitivities about sovereignty and the GAC on this one. And I know I'm being recorded, so I may regret this, but it seems to me that sort of the CCs, you know, need to be in the you know, sort of organized in the way that makes most sense for them individually, and that the question of what regions sort of politically you are in is not really an ICANN or a GAC question as much as it is a question of the CC manager and the country to decide individually. So if, you know, if it made more sense for the Cayman Islands to be in one region rather than another, then I would expect Dave and the, you know, whoever he interfaces with in the government to sort of agree on that. And so the whole GAC thing adds another element that that just does not seem to make sense to me in the sort of private sector leadership and the nature of the CCs.
Yeah, I mean, I think in my mind now, I'm more and more feeling that perhaps the whole question of representation and the question of local organization, using local in a local in a grouping sense, perhaps needs to be separated. Because I can understand the concerns for regional diversity and involvement to some extent by GAC, etc., etc., if you are talking about voting and representation. But that might be a quite different thing from what is the best support organization on a local basis, just like ICANN itself. I mean, with their regional liaisons, they have appointed somebody to the Arab region because it makes sense from their point of view. They have appointed somebody for Canada and the Caribbean, and that actually does make sense because of the setup and the economic interfaces that there are between those two areas. So from a support point of view, it makes sense, though perhaps from a representational point of view, it doesn't.
Might it be an idea, say, I'm looking more at the practical side of it, is that we would attempt to redraft it, say, the draft report, and to separate these two issues more and say and use different terms to describe what we mean, that say representation is one and this is the starting point of this working group, but to say to facilitate or not facilitate, to that it is advisable or not even advisable, but that it is recognized by the working group that in some cases regional organizations to assist each other are advisable. Something along these lines.
Well, I'd be interested in what Oscar feels, because I know Oscar doesn't think that it will make any difference to participation. Am I right, Oscar?
Well, yes. Those that may read my comments, I believe that participation is a different issue from the kind of geographic classification that we made in the that we could do in the ICANN's regions. And for me, it is about interest from those CCTLDs and from ICANN liaisons or other organizations like ISOC or whatever organization may help to improve the situation or to foster interest in those CCTLDs. I believe that at least for the participation issue, that won't improve anything, but just add the component of politics into this CCTLD, which, by the way, don't have many of them don't have time to spend on these issues. So I'm still skeptical about these needs and these requirements.
I mean, I understand your point of view. I just know or feel that from, let's take the Caribbean as an example, trying to get people to participate in ICANN, and they say, oh, well, we don't have the time or the money to travel to A, B, C, or D, but if there's a local organization that perhaps we could get together there, and you say, oh, well, fine, but your local organization is in Europe or whatever, and they say, you've got to be joking, and they just walk away.
Yeah, but there's still the question of what issues should affect the development of the CCTLDs in general and specific to those CCTLDs that we are trying to take care of. For example, for .MX, I could tell you there hasn't been any issue from the last 10 years that may affect us. Any of those discussions have been helpful. So that's why I'm questioning this need. I don't think it's really a need. I'm willing to do everything that may improve the situation of these CCTLDs, but I don't think this is a must. I still are able and willing to do what the majority says, but once again, I don't think ICANN issues are relevant for the development of the CCTLDs of those regions.
Maybe this is a suggestion, is that we note in the report that there is an issue with participation, but it can't be resolved by redesigning the ICANN regions, and there are other issues involved, and it might be useful for, say, either another working group to look into it in how to improve the situation for those CCTLDs.
Yeah, that would be a good idea. And actually, I have heard two separate arguments for this reorganization. One is the participation, which you already heard what I think about it, and the other one is representation, which that's a very specific and very clear requirement. That's okay. I don't have a problem with representation, but from the point of view of participation, what Bart just said is, I think, the best approach to say, okay, this is one way to try to improve it, but it needs and it requires more activity, more actions, together with several other organizations. This is not just about CCNSO, but several other actions and projects, maybe.
Yeah, and maybe even add to it that a redesign of the regions, either temporary or long term, is not the say will not address the causes for participation, for lack of participation.
Right, because also what you're saying is it's about relevance and usefulness.
Right.
Yeah. And being ready to participate.
Yeah, yeah. I just see a presentation from someone from Antigua, or I don't recall exactly which .ag from the Caribbean. David, maybe you could know more details about it. And I saw this presentation, and I heard some of his arguments. Patrick Lay, do you know Dave? Patrick Lay?
No, I don't. Actually.
No, okay. This gentleman made a very good presentation about the needs of the region, and those are very far from the politics discussions. I mean, they don't need this kind of discussion, I think, and I believe that what they do require is something else than being swimming in this all. Task forces about IDNs, about well, IDNs may have something related with, but the rest of the discussions have been doesn't have to do anything with us.
Well, I suppose I go along with whatever the majority says, but my own concern is far more about participation than representation. I think they've got to correct the representation from a legal perspective, if you like, because I don't think the present resolution is right. But aside from that, I'm not particularly bothered about the representation side. I'm more concerned about the participation side.
Yeah.
Right.
But, sorry?
No, I agree. I agree, but I think that the notion that that the participation issue can't be fixed by simply rearranging the regions is a relevant and important thought.
Yeah, I suppose what I'm saying is I believe that something on some change to how CCTR managers can get together in a local area or form some form of association that is below the CCLD, CCTLD or ICANN level, something more regional is what I'm looking for.
It won't solve it, but it might help.
That's right.
Right? Yeah, it's a piece of the puzzle.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And the tying that participation concept to the representational issue is causing problems at the moment. To me.
Well, Dave, as we were talking before in the mailing list, I think that the sole issue of representation it's enough for this for these recommendations. I mean, if some regional group or CCTD from a specific region feels that they are unrepresented, that's enough. That's okay to try to improve their situation. And I think we don't need any other argument. If we try to use participation as the argument, I think that that argument is very weak, because I already said what I think about participation. Let me go back to the representation issue. That's the same thing we fought 10 years ago when Latin America wanted to have their own region, let's say, and that's okay. I mean, if Arabic region wants to have their own representation, that's enough argument to fight for a specific representation reorganization. I would encourage to move to just that specific issue. Just let me add something else to that argument. At this moment, at least in Latin America, representatives and at the CCNSO, we've been having problems every time we have to elect new representatives because nobody else steps in to be elected for the CCNSO Council. And this is not because of the lack of interest in the region, but because of the lack of relevant issues being discussed on the CCNSO, at the CCNSO. So that's once again my question the relevance of being represented in an organization where there are not enough issues relevant for the development and for the future of a specific CCTLD. Let me try to summarize and clarify my position. I think that we should just use the argument of representation. Don't try to use participation. And if we use just representation, I would question the relevance of these issues for most of the CCTLDs. Maybe CCTLDs like you, Dave, are strong enough to be involved on several of these discussions, but I think that most of them are not. But of course, this is their decision, not my decision.
So Oscar, where does that lead you to in terms of the representation issue? Then if so Latin America wanted to have its own region, so that's fine. And now maybe Arabic countries want to have their own region. And then so what do you do? How do you deal with the representation issue when it's always changing like that?
I'm not sure I understood the question, Becky. Could you explain it?
I guess my question is, if we focus on representation, mm-hmm. then how do we address how do we address that issue, I guess?
Okay, that's. I think that for those CCTLDs that may be willing to be represented, will have the chance to have that kind of representation. But we couldn't use the argument of participation. I mean, this is not going to be the to foster the development of the CCTLDs of the regions. This is just this issue, this discussion, this working group should deal only with the need to or the right of those CCTLDs that want to for those CCTLDs that have resources, enough resources to allocate to these discussions, that may want to be represented on these discussions. But not to touch the issue of participation, just representation. This is a political discussion rather and a political right of everybody that participates in an organization. This won't. I don't think that we could use it as a tool for development.
Okay,
Oscar.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Go ahead.
Oscar, just to check, going back to say the participation, I just want to because although I'm, if would you Nothing. Say, couldn't you say that, say, the participation is based on a lot of factors and elements? At the end of the day, that it's the decision of a CCTLD manager to participate, yes or no, in the CCNSO or in say the global work of ICANN. And one of the elements is, say, the unclarity, especially for instance the Caribbean countries, is where do I fit in?
Yeah.
And if you go down this path, if we could make very clear that, say, participation is dependent on a lot of issues and elements, and finally is decided by the CCTLD manager itself, but one specific element we could address with this working group is, say, giving more clarity where you could belong.
Well, I'm not sure that could be true, because as an example, the same Latin American region, 10 years ago, or let's say 5 years ago, there were no ICANN regions inside the CCNSO for the CCTLDs,
yeah.
Or at least that was not recognized.
Yeah.
And still, we had several CCTLDs participating on these discussions, at least 5 CCTLDs in every ICANN region, in every ICANN meeting.
Yeah.
And some of those meetings we had 10, 12 CCTLDs participating, even though there were no regions specifically defined for these discussions. Why? Because we were kind of organized in something called LAC-TLD. This hasn't nothing to do with the ICANN regions. We just felt that we were sharing some kind of same culture, same language, same degree of development, and we should try to come together and do something together. That was the unique issue. Nothing to do with the region, formal definition of the ICANN regions.
Yeah.
And then I could add something else more to. That's another thing. I will stop at this moment.
No, but it's sorry. No, I just wanted to say, because Oscar, you're talking about your own experience, say, from the Latin American region, and I think Dave is talking from his own experience in the Caribbean region.
But I think that it applies to any region. I mean, if the CCTLDs of Europe would wait for the ICANN region's definition at the CCNSO, then there wouldn't be a center organization.
I agree, Oscar. But all I feel is that there are regions, probably including the Caribbean, where there isn't sufficient either resources or understanding or knowledge to come together to form a LAC-TLD without some kind of facilitator to get that off the ground. And I think ICANN should be that facilitator, but at the moment there is nothing that allows for that.
I fully agree with that. I fully support your argument. And I think that ICANN is not the answer for that. I mean, it is not the CCNSO who will improve that situation. At this moment, ICANN already have a regional liaison for the Caribbean, Jacob Malkaus.
Yeah.
And he's been traveling in this islands and territories, and I think that at least you already have the answer from the ICANN side. One of the things, maybe add this advertisement here from LAC-TLD meeting, one of the things that we discussed in LAC-TLD is that we do want to have the Caribbean participation, but we are afraid that Caribbean CCTLDs are not willing to be part of this organization. I think that, I mean, what we decide is to try to improve their participation through actions with ISOC or LACNIC, which is the Regional IP Registry for Latin America and Caribbean, and all those organizations that already have, I'm sorry, already have a an interest in that region, like the Caribbean Telecommunication Union that is trying to foster some things related with IT, but not from the political point of view, which is the CCNSO. CCNSO is, has a very specific and narrow objective, and I don't think changing this specific things will improve in anything the situation of the CCTLDs. As I mentioned it, I'm willing to do it. I'm not. I don't want to be any stopper for this decision. But let's focus on the right arguments. Don't use participation as an argument, because that won't work from my perspective. Use the political argument of representation, and that's okay. I'm willing to support that argument, because everybody deserves that right of being represented. But if you want to improve the participation, let's have another teleconference with the LACTLD board, and let's do some relevant projects to improve the participation of the Caribbean region. And let's try to do the same with APTLD and the Polynesian CCTLDs. Let's try to do the same with Center and Arabic CCTLDs, or whatever regional organization may be interested in. That's another issue.
Dave?
Anybody else? Yeah.
No,
I understand Oscar's point of view, and obviously I respect it. Mine, I think, is 180 degrees the other way. I would rather drop representation, forget that, which is politically charged, as we have seen, you know, people talking about balance, et cetera, et cetera. I couldn't care less about that. my only interest is in participation.
Dave, maybe to understand, maybe for Becky and myself, is to what extent do you see that, say, changing the ICANN regions would increase participation as an action in itself? Isn't it, and I do understand Oscar's arguments, is say that other things are far more important, say, trying to reach out to the CCTLDs, for instance, in the Caribbean, but even in the Middle East, you have the same problem, is to try to get them up to speed and try to share their experiences with the people who attend the CCNSO meetings. Because going back to one of the arguments of Oscar, I think you're right with regard to the policy development scope of the CCNSO, but it might say, going back to the creation of the CCNSO, is I think the CCNSO is broader than just this limited scope for policy development. It's also sharing of information and experiences.
I think it is too. I suppose from my perspective, I can understand that the current regions are designed primarily or stemmed from the need for elections and representation, and I accept that. What has happened, in my view, is that has then become tied to regional organizations, which in people's minds are their means of participating. So perhaps a way possibility is to split that that tie between what is regional representation from a political and election point of view from what local support organizations there might be. I'm looking, for example, at the CCNSO bylaws, where it says, you know, the CCNSO may recognize regional organizations, I can't remember the exact wording,
yeah,
but based upon ICANN's geographic regions. Well, delete that that bylaw, perhaps, and leave regions purely from an election point of view, and let CCNSO or ICANN support or encourage like CCTLD or whatever, or an Arab organization or a Caribbean organization, whatever the local internet community feels is best to get together to give mutual support, and divorce that from the representational issue.
Well, I have to leave the call. I just want to let you know that I'm okay with the conclusion and recommendations that we are doing. I mean, those are innocuous for the CCNSO, and I think that would help the those CCTLDs that need to have this kind of representation. I just would like to have an agreement on the arguments, but I think that we could do it through the mailing list, or if you reach some agreement, I'm okay. I could support it as long as you arrive to them. Well, thank you for listening. Bye-bye.
Oscar, just one question.
Yeah.
What maybe it's or suggestion. Maybe it's an idea. I'll start redrafting a bit and taking into consideration all the comments as well, and try to split the two arguments so we get more clarity on the discussion, and I send it back to, say, this group, and we have a discussion about it next week.
Okay, okay.
Dave, do you agree, and Becky?
Yeah, absolutely, yeah.
Becky?
Yes.
Shall we do? Because I think is that there is, maybe with regard to representation, there is consensus among, say, the participants on this call with regard to representation, is maybe we shape the arguments differently, and then we can either strike them, change them, but then we have them more separated.
Well, I have to leave. If there's a need for this conference call, I could do it.
Okay.
Thank you.
Thanks, Oscar.
Okay, thank you, Oscar.
Everybody else still there?
I'm still here, yes.
Yes. Can I just say, I'm very confused. Because I was just not following the argument. I just don't think I understood the representation argument. So maybe one of you could try, if you understand what Oscar's concerns are better, you could try and explain them.
Well, I could try, not just from what was said today, but from what I know Oscar has said in the past. I mean, basically, he thinks that tinkering with the regional organization is not going to help the participation side at all. He can understand it from a legal representational point of view, and he supports that argument, i.e., you know, T-man's in the wrong region, so let's fix it, sort of thing. But he doesn't accept the participation argument. Now, he seems to say that if people are interested in participating, they will participate whatever region they are in. And if they're not going to participate, having a regional organization isn't going to help. And he bases this on his experience in Latin America.
Yeah.
But the question is, I mean, is he talking about creating new regions with representation rights? I mean, I guess the problem I'm having is, if you were to say, okay, we're going to allow the creation of a is Arabic region, working group, committee, whatever it is, would that be something that has specific representation election rights? Or, you know, or would, because it seems to me that the fixing Caymans in the wrong region, put it in the right region, that sort of makes sense. But when you're doing things where there really are sort of cross-region issues or whatever, and things are moving around a lot, don't you just get into a situation where you are endlessly rejiggering the voting allocation?
Well, that's perhaps something that might happen. All I can give you, Becky, is where I started from. I suppose about 3 years ago, Bart, and all I was interested in was trying to sort out the Cayman Islands.
Yep.
And it was our good chairman that said, but there are other regional issues, like there is a strong feeling amongst the Arab regions that they want their own region. So this was a fully fledged additional region with representational issues, representation, etc., etc. So just a carve out an Arab region and create an additional region. That was the anecdotal evidence. And I was asked to, with this working group, look at all regional issues, not just the Cayman Islands issue. And my trouble was that although there was this anecdotal evidence about particularly in the Arab region, but there were notions of others, there was very little empirical evidence of any kind, and I couldn't get the Arab states to really say much one way or the other. It continued to be more anecdotal than anything. Though in our survey, some of the Arab states did say they wanted a fully-fledged Arab region. So through the various iterations of the paper that we produced, we somewhat watered down the Arab call for its own region because we just didn't have any strong support for it. And it came round to this idea of an informal region that would be allowed to allow them to get together. Now, the argument against that is saying, well, there's nothing stopping them getting together now.
Yeah.
It's just that there is no recognition from either ICANN or the CCNSO of that organization any more than there was any official recognition, whatever that means,
right,
of LAC's PLD.
Right.
And I have no problem with the LAC TLD concept, i.e. a local get-together of CCTLD managers or internet communities, for that matter, that share common interests. I just feel that in many areas it needs a catalyst to get that going. And that catalyst, to my mind, should be the CCNSO, as far as the CCNSO, CCTLD managers are concerned, because I believe that's the role. And I've been trying to, if you like, shy away from much of the representational issues, because I think that is a minefield, and you are in the
obvious.
Yeah,
that's what I was worrying about.
Yeah.
I agree completely.
Now, having said that, you know, I want to get there is the official region issue, and it is a mess at the moment. And, you know, either the board has got to draft another a different resolution from the one that they've got at the moment and sort out a few countries on the periphery like Cayman, or do something, because I don't think the present situation is legally, if you like, correct. Not under the present resolution. But aside from that, I'm more concerned about establishing something like the LAC-TLD concept, with or without representation, I don't care about that, but some recognition and support would be useful.
Okay, so then why was Bernie opposed to 3B, the sort of let a thousand flowers informally bloom?
Well, he has got the problem, or he doesn't want the problem of his different national groups within Canada rearranging his head.
Oh, okay. So we're worrying about Quebec joining the French region or something?
Yep.
Yeah.
Okay.
As a regional organization, and it's the same concern as the Africans have with say, the Francophone, that it will split up the whole AFCLD effort.
And there are, I mean, interesting issues like why are countries or countries or states or whatever that are legally part of France, like the overseas provinces, why do they have their own country code anyway?
Well, they only do because they were on the list and France tried to get them taken away.
Indeed.
I mean, I can tell you that. I know that answer.
Yeah. But, I mean, there are all sorts of anomalies when you go down that road. And
yeah.
But
I'm more concerned about support. And
right. I agree with that. I mean, I definitely agree that the sort of minefield, that there is a bit of a minefield issue, but it does seem to me like to the extent that we say, here are the regions, there is one view on the political question that and on the representation issue that I think is at least an important issue to get on the table, and maybe I'll draft something up to kind of describe it. But if we said, okay, here are the regions, CCTLD managers in consultation with their, you know, governments, to the whatever their relationship with their governments is, can self-select into these things.
Yep.
That seems to me to be the appropriate sort of an appropriate way to go about this, and getting and sort of allowing the minefield issue of sort of what the GAC wants and worth being fought over this seems to me to be a dangerous thing to do, in the sense that the you know, clearly with the CCNSO, the issue of CCs has always been very separate from sort of the global ICANN policy making and the sort of importance of the local community, as opposed to, you know, some trans-border international organization that is regulating, has always been paramount. So I am a little bit concerned about not addressing this sort of GAC and the Hilda's comments about sovereignty, in the sense that these issues may be about sovereignty, but they're issues about sovereignty in relation to a CC manager and the country that the CC refers to, not some, you know, big old, UN deciding that the Cayman Islands are in one region or another.
Yeah.
This goes, maybe, I try to be a bit more, maybe this addresses the concern as well, is if you look at the, say, draft report, and this is goes specifically through 3A, is that what we haven't done until now, and I think this is about, say, for the final report, we should do it, or, say, the report for broader consultation, is we should come up with a specific recommendation on self-selection, and we haven't done it because we just want to test the, that's what Dave and I think we agreed upon, is we just want to test this notion. And what, say what you're saying, Becky, is filling in this recommendation with a specific mechanism, which would include, I agree with you, it would include the local community, including the government. So you can even use GAC language, say,
right,
from the GAC principles.
Yeah. Indeed, we had that in one of the drafts in the past, did we not?
No, we didn't. We because we just wanted, and that's why you see this notion, that's why it's so easy to vote upon, say, the direction of it. It is just setting, say, the parameters of some of the recommendations.
Yeah.
And say, the next step and the real phase is going to be to fill in these recommendations.
Okay, so then our recommendation would be that we explore sort of self-selection options?
Yeah.
Okay, and that...
And that is, say, the language you say, the concepts you just ventilate, or you just said. Yeah, I'm sorry. It's these are precisely the type of recommendations that should go in, say, the next phase of the consultation.
Okay, because I just was a little concerned about the whole focus of Hilda's comments with respect to the GAC. And I guess my only concern is, maybe you guys were thinking carefully about this and you came to the right conclusion, and I'm just rethinking this issue out loud afterwards. But I don't want to get into a situation where we end up with some kind of fait accompli that we're deferring to the GAC on this particular issue, because I just don't think that's appropriate here.
Yeah. I'm with you, Becky, completely.
Yeah. And I think the type of say mechanism you just described ensures this.
Right.
Well, what I think I would like to do is I'd like to think about what we've talked about, have a look again at the report, and then email round to the group my thoughts and suggestions, and perhaps if you all could do the same, that would be helpful.
Yeah.
Okay.
And maybe Dave, if you as chair could put this in the email list for Oscar as well, and set, say, a time limit, so by mid next week to do it, because then I can compile it, and by the end of next week we can start redrafting a bit.
Yeah. Okay, so basically we have another round, if you like, of consultation, but starting off with input from me. I think Becky said you might draft your thoughts on something.
I don't know. Maybe I'm sort of jumping the gun. It sounds like you guys were thinking about having this in the next round. We might want to put a discussion about it in. I'll take a look and I'll try and if I think it would be useful as a discussion, I'll take a quick look at it.
Yeah. Okay. And
yeah.
Bart, you've had some thoughts as well. So if we can communicate those in writing to the group, I think that would be useful.
Okay. And say, based on that, we first have an email discussion, and say then we start working on, say, the report for broader consultation, and then we have a conference call again. Is that a good way forward?
Yeah, I think so. Maybe what we should do, certainly, is just exchange emails directly.
Yeah.
Immediately, that's what you, and Becky, if you want to email any thoughts just to myself and Bart, then we can put something together to put out to the group as a whole for comments back by middle of next week.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And based on that, we start redrafting.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And
okay.
Redrafting.
Sorry?
Yeah, this is the Bart full-time drafting project.
Look, because what is the good thing about it, we need to, that was what we had in mind as well, is, say, for the next phase, we need to take the input we have now and the internal discussions of the working group and send out a real report for consultation on, say, for all the stakeholders, including the GAC. If you look at the time scheme, that is precisely what was agreed upon, and to the Lisbon Agreement on this, how to move on the process. That's precisely what we concluded to.
Okay.
All right. I shall call it a close then, because I need to go and look at the report while these thoughts are fresh in my mind and see my views are. Okay?
Okay. Thank you all.
Thanks.
Thank
Bye.
You all, indeed. Thanks for setting it up. Gabby, if you're still there.
Yes, I'm here. Thank you.
Okay.
No problem.
Okay.
Okay. Bye.
Bye now.